I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Good evening. It's just after 7:30 p.m. and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And thanks so much, Dio, for your lovely Korean music, which is going to be, or is already, I guess, a regular show here. And you're not hearing Gak's voice at the moment, and that would be because he's off gallivanting in South America. We'll talk a bit more about that later. So my name is Val. I usually host the Wednesday evening Folk Roots show, known as Folk Oasis, 2 hours of kumbaya-free folk. So I will be sneaking some folk in, of course, tonight, but it's going to be pretty eclectic. In keeping with the spirit of Gak's show, I will be featuring a movie soundtrack a bit later in the show, and this one is going to be No Direction Home, which is Martin Scorsese's documentary about a sliver of Bob Dylan's career. But to start things off here, I thought with Mardi Gras coming up fairly soon, and being that it's a gray day outside, what better excuse to play a little Kermit Ruffins from New Orleans?
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Want you king for a day. Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Cloudy and gray, they only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castle may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Want you king for a day. Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Isn't that interesting? I thought that I had a CD all set up, and apparently such is not the case. But in any anyway, let's introduce what you heard, or tell you what you heard. Kermit Ruffins. Any of you folks who are fans of the, is it HBO series, Tremé, might recognize the sound, certainly the name Kermit Ruffins. He is pretty much Mr. New Orleans, and I'm sure he's a busy man these days, what with Super Bowl and, you know, Mardi Gras coming up, all that good stuff. So wrap your troubles in dreams, and I certainly hope that you are. Well, again, if you're just tuning in, this is indeed Exploding Head Movies, otherwise known as XHM, usually hosted by the inimitable, the wonderful, the man with the golden tonsils. He's got a great voice. Gary, a.k.a. Gak. He is indeed off gallivanting. I did get a little email from him today, which I think I'll share a little bit of, just so you can also enjoy his travels. He is today in the capital of Uruguay, and guess what that is? I'm sure you geography freaks know. It is Montevideo. He also attached a lovely photo of the barrio where he's staying, Pasitos, I guess. It says it reminds him a bit of the West End. However, the Rio de la Plata, which is an arm of the Atlantic Ocean, is quite warm to swim in because, yes, he's in summer and we're still in winter. So far he's been to hilly and arid Santiago, the dry Mendoza Valley of Argentina, and consuming lots of Malbec, yerba mate, asado grilled beef, and gelato. Oh, I'm starving. So he put in a few requests, which I'm going to try to get to a bit later on. And in fact, I should be playing here in the background a little bit of Astor Piazzolla, although it sounds like this is a little bit of a live recording going on there. So, you know, I'm going to have to throw on another PSA or something here because I am battling technology yet again. So I'll be back in just a second here with some more music, some more Exploding Head Movies.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot and salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet. Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Ah, leave it to me to choose the one promo on here for a show that's no longer on the air. Why is it not deleted? In any case, you are listening to Exploding Head Movies with a special guest host, Val. I'm filling in this week for Gak. And I think this is just a great excuse for me to play you some Finnish folk music. Mostly for the whole Finnish connection, because Gak does indeed hail from that country. And DJ Goulash, who's another CITR programmer, very kindly gave me 2 CDs full of Finnish folk, so I'll play you just a couple tunes from it right now.
Thank you. When we've strolled here for some time and gathered together some rhymes, then we'll vanish into the haze. These were the precious moments of our days. Then we say goodbye. No sadness or worse strife. I say thank you for standing by my side. No harnesses or reasons to hide. Still I recall the windy night, all recreation and delight. All of those moments I don't need today. This is the tune of comfort and delay. Things seem to glitter in the sun, and I guess people, they the tune of cover.
Strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety, confidence,
choice,
hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night,
because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
And you just heard some folk music from Finland, that the first one sounding rather skipping through the woods Hobbit-esque, and the second one some folk rock. So that first tune called Le Ménage, hey, that's French. Or in Finn, Lila Flicken, something like that, by a band called Folkstone. And the second tune, Tune of Comfort and Delay by Far Arden, both taken from a 2008 compilation called Ulu Folk. And thanks again, DJ Goulash, for giving me this very interesting compilation. So it is about 7 minutes before the hour of 8 p.m. here on the west coast of North America. I'm Val, filling in for GAC. GAC is, I think, about 4 hours ahead of us in Montevideo, enjoying a little tipple, I'm sure, as he probably has been through the trip. He does assure me that he has been trying to collect odd music throughout his journey. He's been away for, I guess, just over a week and a half or so. And he will be back here next week, albeit a little bit tender, perhaps a little jet-lagged. So he is bringing along Darren, who filled in last week as support. So I'm going to go straight here to GAC's requests that he made in an email to me today. To South Americans, surprise, surprise. And let's see, who shall I play first? I think I'll do the Victor Jara. I hope I'm pronouncing that name right. He was, of course, a very well-known poet, singer, songwriter, political activist, and member of the Communist Party of Chile. And shortly after the Chilean coup of September 11th, 1973, he was arrested, tortured, and ultimately shot to death with 44 bullet shots by machine gun fire. And his body was later thrown out into the street of a shanty town in Santiago. Just horrible. So the contrast, of course, between the themes of his songs, which, of course, are love, peace, social justice, and the brutal way in which he was murdered, transformed Jara into a symbol of struggle for human rights and justice. And his name has been brought up by many North American singers and bands, musicians, some fairly surprising. If I can actually get this to work, I can tell you a few of them here where he's been mentioned. Scottish group Simple Minds released an album with the title track called Street Fighting Years, dedicated to Victor in 1989. Bert Jansch wrote Let Me Sing about him. The Glasgow Irish folk group The Wakes included a song called Victor Jara on a 2008 album, and so on and so on. So why don't we listen directly to the man himself, Victor Jara? Here's something called Corrido a Pancho Villa.
Soldado de Francisco Villa, de aquel hombre de fama inmortal, que aunque estuvo sentado en la silla, no envidiara la presidencial. Ahora vivo allá por la orilla, recordando aquel tiempo inmortal. Ay, ay. Recordando a Villa allá por Parra. Yo fui uno de aquellos dorados que con tiempo llegó a ser mayor. En la lucha quedamos lisiados,
defendiendo la patria y honor. Hoy recuerdo los tiempos pasados que peleamos con el invasor. Ay, ay. Hoy recuerdo los tiempos pasados y aquellos dorados que yo fui mayor. Tanto montaba en Jiménez, la muerte alcanzó. Una bala que a mí me tocaba, a su cuerpo se le atravesó. Al morir de dolor relinchaba, por la patria la vida entregó. Cuando se murió, Pancho Villa, te llevo grabado en mi mente y en mi corazón, y aunque a veces me vi derrotado por las fuerzas de Álvaro Obregón, siempre anduve como fiel soldado hasta el fin de la revolución. Ay, ay. Siempre anduve como fiel soldado que tanto ha luchado al pie del cañón.
He visto una luz al otro lado del río. El día le irá pudiendo poco a poco al frío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. Sobre todo creo que no todo está perdido. Tanta lágrima y yo soy un vaso vacío. Oigo una voz que me llama, casi un suspiro. Rema, rema, rema. Esta orilla del mundo, lo que no expresa es baldío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. Yo muy serio voy remando, muy adentro sonrío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. Sobre todo creo que no todo está perdido. Tanta lágrima y yo soy un vaso vacío. Oigo una voz que me llama, casi un suspiro. rema, rema, rema. Llevo tu remo en el mío, creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río.
Learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website www.spec.bc.ca for more information.
Your midweek roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9. and www.citr.ca. And that's where you usually find me. I'm on the air on CITR Wednesday evenings. That's my show, Folk Oasis. So, I certainly welcome you or invite you to listen to me on Wednesdays or look me up in the podcast section of CITR.ca. So it's about 5 minutes past 8 p.m. here on, what is the date today? Third or fourth? One of those days. The 4th of February already. And, I'm filling in for GAC and sending those two tunes out to you, GAC, wherever you may be, presumably in Montevideo at the moment, but probably not when you listen to the show. Let's see. So that last tune will be familiar to any of you who have watched that wonderful movie, Motorcycle Diaries. And let's see. That was performed by Jorge Drexler, who is indeed from Uruguay. Is that right? Uruguay? He's a musician, actor, and apparently, like he didn't already have enough to do, he's a doctor, an ENT doctor, ear, nose, throat guy. So in 2004, he became the first Uruguayan ever to win an Academy Award for the song that you just heard, Al Otro Lado del Rio, which means, what does it mean, on the other side of the river, from the Motorcycle Diaries. I didn't see the Oscars that year, I guess, because I don't remember this. It's kind of funny. Because they had some fear of lowering the ratings. Instead of having Mr. Drexler sing his own darn song, they had Antonio Banderas and Carlos Santana do it. So apparently when he won, he just got up there and his, in quotes, speech consisted mostly of him singing part of the song a cappella. Excellent. So what a wonderful song. Jorge Drexler, most famous musician from Uruguay, I'm guessing, unless GAC digs up some other ones. But what a great song. And before that, from Chile, the late Victor Jara. I think that's how his name is pronounced. And did you know that there is a minor planet orbiting the sun in the solar system named after him? It's called 2644 Betelgeuse, named and discovered by a Soviet-Russian astronomer, Nikolai Chernik, in 1973. And, well, you know, Betelgeuse being communist and all, I guess he toured the Soviet Union in the 60s, praised its culture, its scientific achievements, and the friendliness of its working people, or so it says here in Wikipedia. So hence the connection. Pretty cool to have a minor planet named after you. And the song that we heard, of course, was about a famous figure in Mexican history, Corrido a Pancho Villa. So now that we've, that's going to be it for my Spanish pronunciation. Man, oh man, I'm sure Gak is going to be nearly fluent by the time he comes back. But before I get to the featured soundtrack of this evening, which is from the Martin Scorsese movie or miniseries, I guess, depending where you watched it, called No Direction Home. It's also known as Volume 7 of the Dylan Bootleg series. Lots of good stuff on it. So that'll be the feature soundtrack of the evening. But before that, I think that I'm going to play you, since I played you a little tease of Folk Oasis, going to play something off a new album by a local singer-songwriter, blues musician by the name of John Pippus. And where do I have it? Here we go. Oh, okay. I hope that this one is working. So, Mr. John Pippus, new album out, which is called Howl at the Moon. As I mentioned, he is local. Or did I mention that? And, in fact, sometime in March, I think, hoping to have him play live on Folk Oasis. He's a really cool guy. He's been on the show before. You can dig back through the podcast archives to find his last performance a year or two ago. So here's a little something called Bozos on the Bus by John Pippus.
President's got his finger on the trigger. I'll show your mind if yours ain't bigger. Sometimes I think it's all too much. Spare me the details, just give me the touch. Pretty girls walking everywhere with their designer hair. All my boys can't get enough. Acting big, talking tough. Well, well. Why making such a fuss? We're all bozos on the bus. Some guy in his elevator shoes, dying to be front page news. Rich folk still want a break, but they can't eat what's on their plate. They want yours, they want mine. Always scheming over time. People get it in your face if you don't stay in your place. Wow, wow. Oh, wow, wow. Why are you making such a fuss? We're all bozos on the bus. Don't know when. He won't be happy till you're on your knees.
life is short, man, turn the tape. Don't ever drink it from a wooden cup. I love you, baby, but I'm all shook up. Everybody fighting everywhere. They don't know, they don't care. Well, well. Well, well. Why are you making such a fuss? We're all bouncers on the bus. Yeah, that's us.
And that's a band called Lee Harvey Osmond. The tune is from their latest album, which is called The Folk Sinner. And The Folk Sinner, it looks like, is sitting at number 2 with a big old bullet on the CITR charts this week. And how can I find these charts, you may ask? Well, take a look at CITR.ca, follow the links, or go straight to earshot-online.com. Which is the National Campus and Community Radio Report that hosts our charts, as well as many, many, many dozens of others from across the country. So number 1 is Babysitter, looks like. Yeah. Number 2, Lee Harvey Osmond, and both Canadian bands, of course, which is great. And did I mention that the song is called Devil's Load? Now, Lee Harvey Osmond, here's the deal with them. Sort of a super group. It's kind of based around, well, what can you say? I think you could say the Tom, who used to be in good old Junk House. Ah, here it is. I'm trying to call up their bio. Sorry, doing two things at once. There you go. Tom Wilson, guitar and vocals, best known for his time in Hamilton, rock band, Junk House. He's been operating under this title for a few albums, and he gets his buddies in, his buddies being people like Margot Timmins and her brother from Cowboy Junkies, Hoxley Workman, Colin Linden, Oh Susanna, Andy Mays, and many more of that Toronto bunch. And then he goes on the road with it. There you go. Tom Wilson, also part of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, if you're familiar at all with that band. And, of course, before that, we heard from the John Pippis Band. Brand new album, If You Dig the Blues, you should check it out, Howl at the Moon. And as I mentioned, hoping to have him live on Folk Oasis sometime during the month of March. So I think we'll take a little break here, and then we shall be back with tonight's featured soundtrack, which is No Direction Home, music of Bob Dylan.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Saturday, February 9th, CITR presents the 26th annual Bob Marley Bash, featuring Steel, Natural Flavors, and Roz Nikki Lesh, hosted by George Barrett and Louis Sutherland. Tickets available at High Life Records, Zulu Records, Salon Supreme Rhythm, and Spice. Doors at 8 p.m.
Okay, as I attempt to bring up some Astor Piazzolla, because he is from Argentina, I thought I'd have some South American content here tonight. We'll just have him going in the background here for a little bit. I think I picked a quiet section. In any case, so No Direction Home was a documentary film by Martin Scorsese. Traces the life of Bob Dylan, but only a small little section. Basically, he starts with Dylan's arrival in New York City in January 1961 and goes until his first quote-unquote retirement from touring after his July 1966 motorcycle accident. So this is the film and, of course, the accompanying soundtrack encapsulates early Dylan, which to me is still the best Dylan. Although, man, he's still cranking out really great stuff. That's in my humble opinion. So I think I mentioned that No Direction Home, the soundtrack, is also known as Volume 7 of the bootleg series. It's a two-part documentary. I did not know that. I'm sort of on a Scorsese kick myself. I just watched Casino a couple times last week. Really enjoyed it. So I think I'd better pick up No Direction Home sometime. Now, it's not a soundtrack in the traditional sense. The film's structure, if you have seen it, plays fast and loose with time. Sounds like Scorsese. Using a generous helping of unearthed footage from Dylan's controversial UK tour of 1966 as a centerpiece. The people who threw this collection of songs together in the soundtrack used the songs in the film just as a reference point. So what you get on the soundtrack is alternate takes, rare live performances, unreleased tracks that, and I love this line, that amplify the pivotal sequences in the film and avoid duplication with previously released tracks. Wow, they did it all. But it's, I also recommend it to those of you who maybe you think you don't like Dylan or you don't know that much about Dylan. This little two-volume set, I think, a good spot to start. So we'll give you a flavor of what's on the two CDs, starting with what's a demo of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Here's Mr. Bob Dylan.
Too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, like you never did before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a thinking and a wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm a toad. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's alright. I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye is too good a word, gal, so I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't seen you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time, don't think twice, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
hard rain's gonna fall means something's gonna happen. Darling young one, I stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked in and crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of 12 dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard rains are gonna fall. What did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were ablazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sounds of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, who did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. hatred, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard rains are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison, where the executioner's face is always well hidden, where the hunger is ugly, where souls are forgotten, where black is the color and none is the number. And I'll tell it and think it and speak it and breathe it, and reflect from the mountain so all souls can see it. Then I'll stand on the ocean before I start sinking, and I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a hard, 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 rains are gonna fall.
Hi, I'm John K. Sampson, and you're listening to CITR 101.9.
Rosemary Brown was elected to the provincial legislature of British Columbia in 1972, becoming the first black woman in Canadian history to be a member of the Canadian parliamentary body. Rosemary served in the BC legislature until 1986, when she became a professor in women's studies at Simon Fraser University. A determined feminist, Miss Brown worked throughout her life to promote equality and human rights. Rosemary's dedicated community service won her a multitude of honors, including selection as an officer of the Order of Canada.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
And yes, it is indeed Black History Month. So I noticed there's quite a good size folder here of little tidbits about Canadian black people of note. So do stay tuned to hear more of them. There's some really interesting things on here. So yes, Rosemary Brown. And okay, Bob Dylan. We heard some nice long tracks. Of course, Bob Dylan, not the master of the 3-minute pop nugget. That was not his thing at all, and we're glad of it, aren't we? So again, those two tracks are taken from the soundtrack to the Martin Scorsese picture No Direction Home. And the soundtrack is also serves as Volume 7 in the Bootleg series. And let me tell you a little bit about A Hard Rain Is Gonna Fall, which version that was. It comes from a live performance at Carnegie Hall in 1963. Goodness gracious. And before that, we played Did We Not, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. That was a demo version. Now, let me flipping through the, they have really good liner notes here, but kind of falling apart. Here it is. Okay, Apparently, Bob talked about this in his memoir, Chronicles. But he used to go to his music publisher's office in the early 60s. This guy was named Lou Levy. Lou would put him in a little room with a tape recorder, and Dylan would just play away. And he continued on with this even when he changed to another publishing deal. So I guess collectively, these little tapes are called the Whitmark demos, and that you just heard one of them. Don't think twice, it's all right. Nice little demo version of it. So we'll move right now into disc two. Oh, I guess I should do a little station ID, shouldn't I? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, also broadcasting live and via podcast at CITR.ca. This is Exploding Head Movies, all about the soundtrack to your life, and tonight's featured soundtrack is No Direction Home. And I'm Val, sitting in for Gak, who will be back in some form and perhaps with someone to bolster him. Darren, I think, will be in with him, no doubt with a big armful of South American music, which is where Gak is tonight in Uruguay. And you know the weather there, apparently, 26 degrees during the day, or actually 30 tomorrow on Tuesday. A minimum of about 15 Celsius at night, because it is indeed summer in the Southern Hemisphere. So, some more Bob Dylan for you before 9 p.m., at which point, of course, Gavin Walker comes in with the jazz show. So, moving into disc two of this two-disc soundtrack, how about, what have I got queued up? I have got queued up an alternate take of Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again, which is one of my favorite Dylan songs. And I didn't listen to disc two of this soundtrack yet, so it'll be interesting to hear what it sounds like. This is apparently take five, and this take of this particular song, it says, already better than most performers on their best day, this song went through only minor changes before becoming one of the key tracks on Blonde on Blonde. So here is Bob Dylan and his band.
The ragman, he draws circles up and down the block. I'd ask him what the matter was, but I know that he don't talk. And the ladies treat me kindly, they furnish me with tape, but neither them nor the rain man can help me to escape. Oh, mama, this could be the end. I'm stuck down in Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Shakespeare's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl who says she knows me well. And I would send a message to find out if she talked, but the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Well, mama, this could be the end. I'm stuck down in Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Mona tried to tell me to stay away from the train line. She said all railroad men is gonna drink my blood like wine. And I said, oh, I don't know, but then again, there's only one I met, and he just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. Oh, mama, this could be the end. I'm stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Grandpa tried last week, he's died in the rocks. Everybody's still talking about how badly they were shot. But me, I expected it, I knew he'd lost control when I saw him build a fire on Main Street and shoot it full of holes. Oh, mama, this might be the end. I'm stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
the senator came here, he ever showed his gun, he handing out free tickets to the wedding of his son. And I nearly got busted, wouldn't it be my luck to be caught without a ticket and be found beneath the truck? Oh, mama, this could be the end. I'm stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again. Ah, the preacher, he is baffled every time I'd ask why he dressed with 20 pounds of headlines stapled to his chest. And he'd curse me out and say, I'd say not even you. Could be the end. I'm stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again. Now the main man cures the man right in. The one was Texas medicine, the other was just railroad gin. And like a fool, I mixed them, and it strangled up my mind. And now people just get uglier, and I have no sense of time. Oh, mama, this might be the end. I'm stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again. Says, come see her in her honky-tonk lagoon, where I can watch her waltz beneath the Panamanian moon. And I say, oh, I don't know, you must know about my debutante. And she says, your debutante just knows what you need, but I know what you want. Oh, mama, this could be the end. I'm stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again. Find a price that you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice. Oh, mama, this might be the end. I'm stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again.
Hey, this is Clem from White Cowbell, Oklahoma, and baby, don't touch that dial, because you got it locked on C-I-T-R.
Doctor who pulls down the shade and says my advice is to not let the boys in. Then the medicine man comes and he shuffles inside. He walks with a swagger and he says to the bride, stop all this weeping, swallow your pride. You will not die, it's not poison. Mama did a factory shake, got no shoes. Daddy in the alley, he's looking for the food. I'm in the kitchen with two stone blues. Torturing a thief, says the hero, the commander-in-chief. Tell me, great hero, but please make it brief. Is there a hole for me to get sick in? The commander-in-chief answers him while chasing a fly, saying death to all those who would whimper and cry. And dropping a barbell, he points to the sky, saying the sun's not yellow, it's chicken. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for the food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues.
Bob Dylan laughing and having fun back in the early 60s. I'm not sure exactly when that take was recorded, but it was the Tombstone Blues with Michael Bloomfield on electric guitar, Al Cooper on organ, Paul Griffin on piano, always a guy who's just gets the great bands. Wow. So that was Tombstone Blues, an alternate take from the No Direction Home soundtrack to the Martin Scorsese two-part documentary, which Juan Martin actually a Grammy, wasn't it? He won a Grammy for directing for Best Long Form Video for this two-part documentary. And before that, we heard... of course, there it is. Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. A nice, long, alternate take, which featured, again, Al Cooper on organ and Charlie McCoy on guitar this time. With Wayne Moss, and so on and so on. So that finishes up our little feature tonight, a little taste of some vintage Bob Dylan, early 1960s Bob Dylan. Hope you enjoyed that. And we're getting pretty close to 9 p.m. Of course, the jazz show with Gavin Walker will be on, and he tells me he will be featuring some Herbie Hancock as part of a Black History Month feature. And again, I'm Val. I usually host Folk Oasis on Wednesday evenings, 8 to 10 p.m. So do please feel free to check out some of my podcasts next time you're in the podcast section of CITR.ca or iTunes. This week, I think I do have a live interview with someone, and I don't remember who at the moment, but if you keep track of me on Twitter, you'll find out at Folk Oasis. Anyway, I've really enjoyed sitting in for Gak. So again, Gak will be back on this here show, XHM, Exploding Head Movies. And oh, by the way, Gary, I neglected to wish you a happy belated fifth birthday. I understand he's now been here at CITR 5 years, so he should get some sort of a pin for that. But instead, he's celebrating, I guess, by traveling to South America. Lucky dude. We do look forward to having him back next week at 7:30. And to finish this evening, I'm going to get into some, I'm going to get into some jazz, frankly. This is flat out jazz. It's a show, a quartet that is coming to the Chan Shun Concert Hall here on UBC campus in the near future, Saturday, February 16th. You can hear legendary tango musician Pablo Ziegler, who, in fact, I think he does play on this album that I've got in the background. Pablo Ziegler was a longtime collaborator with Astor Piazzolla. So, so Pablo Ziegler is coming to the Chan Shun Concert Hall February 16th as a quartet, along with violinist Regina Carter. So they'll be combining traditional Argentinian tango with modern jazz. So I went online and found you a little sample of what this is going to sound with, and this is what we'll end tonight's show with. So I hope you'll enjoy it. This is called, I believe, Michelangelo 70, and it is the Pablo Ziegler Quartet with Regina Carter. I believe it was recorded live at the Jazz Standard in December of 2010. Have a good evening, and coming up next on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, The Jazz Show.